House lawmakers will vote next week on an $8.7 billion state budget. More than a third of it pays for health care and other related services. Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay joins us in the studio now to walk us through some of those highlights. Kristen, welcome, first of all. So a major centerpiece of the budget is Governor Raimondo's plan to, quote, reinvent Medicaid. Recap for us what that's about and tell us, did she get what she wanted?
Well, this budget, which of course could still change, but probably won't too much, is a big win for the governor. Most of her Medicaid proposals sailed through with just some minor changes. And mainly, it's the revenue picture was a bit healthier than anticipated. So some of the cuts she proposed just weren't as steep. This effort to reinvent Medicaid, here's the recap. It's really about three things. First, savings. The governor set out to trim nearly $190 million in state and federal money from the program. And that's because Medicaid costs keep growing and the governor says it's just not sustainable. The second was to try to make healthcare better by promoting efforts to coordinate services and help patients stay out of expensive institutions like nursing homes and hospitals when there's a better option. The third is a little bit more esoteric, but it's about trying to reform the healthcare system overall by linking pay to quality.
So let's talk about the budget cuts that remain in this spending plan. What will be cut and who will be affected?
Well, there are no changes to who's eligible for Medicaid or what services are covered, but there are some changes to how care is provided and who's responsible for coordinating it. There's even more money for some beneficiaries. For example, to help elders and people with severe disabilities stay out of residential facilities, you know, like nursing homes. The budget increases monthly payments to people who are living in the community or in some kind of assisted living. At the same time, the budget reduces payments to nursing homes by 2%, and that's less than the original proposal, so nursing homes are happy about that. But there are other provisions to tighten eligibility for nursing home admission. And overall, I'm hearing that advocates for people on Medicaid are pretty happy with the outcome.
Kristen, the Reinvent Medicaid group proposed more than 30 initiatives for saving money and for improving care. Mm-hmm. We should point out that nearly a quarter of all Rhode Islanders benefit from Medicaid, not to mention the hospitals and the doctors and other providers. So the stakes are high. Does the budget give teeth to those initiatives?
That's a very good point, Dave. A lot of people are affected by this program. Well, the budget gives broad authority to the Executive Office of Health and Human Services to make these initiatives happen. Some initiatives we just don't have the details on yet. For example, to help people stay out of nursing homes, you can tell this is a big theme, you have to provide the services in the community. Home health care, transportation, maybe meal service, housekeeping, things like that to help them do it, to support them. To help boost access to those services, lawmakers have considered increasing pay for home and community-based service providers. But this budget simply gives the Office of Health and Human Services the authority to make, quote, payment reforms to do that.
Kristen, I'm curious about some other programs that at this point have not received any funding, but are still on the books as proposals. What happens to those?
That's a great question, Dave. I've been thinking about some of these programs or initiatives. One of them is the STOP program. It is in the budget. It establishes a place for people who are drunk or high to sober up and get connected to treatment. It's a much less expensive alternative to the current system, which is basically someone's inebriated on the street, perhaps an ambulance takes them to the emergency room. That is thousands of dollars, potentially, and it's basically paying for a sandwich and a bed, unless the person needs some serious medical help. It's also not the most efficient way to get people into addiction treatment if they're ready for it. Emergency room staff have told me that this would be a really tremendous help for them, but we don't yet know how much money has been allocated to get this program off the ground. It was billed as a way to save some money.
We're speaking with Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay. Kristen, hospitals have lots at stake in this budget, of course. They're one of the biggest recipients of Medicaid dollars, and there was also a proposal to cut their payment rates by as much as 5%. How did that proposal fare?
Well, hospitals are breathing a sigh of relief because the rate cut is just 2.5%. You know, they're not thrilled about any rate cuts, of course, because they're facing pressure from Medicare rate cuts, too. But as we mentioned, Rhode Island brought in more revenue than anticipated, so some of that money was used to soften the blow on hospitals and, we should say, nursing homes. Hospitals also get reimbursed for the charity care they provide for patients who can't pay, and that amount is going up a little bit. And Rhode Island Hospital will be seeing a few million dollars for graduate medical education. That's training for future doctors like students and interns. And they'll also be creating an incentive payment pool. That's to reward hospitals for doing certain things like preventing emergency room visits.
And also that's on top of improving finances for hospitals in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because more people have insurance these days. They paid out a lot less in what's called uncompensated or charity care. Their endowments perform better.
All true.
So, Kristen, what should we be watching for as this budget makes its way into law?
Bottom line is I think we need more specifics on how efforts to reform Medicaid will be funded and where exactly some of the savings will be found. Work to develop those specifics is still underway, but of course the devil is in the details.
Okay. Kristen Gourlay covers healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio. Kristen, thanks.
A pleasure, Dave.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.